If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This bulletin, First Nations community in Alice Springs launches a video supporting organ and tissue donation. Australian borrowers holding their breaths as July's inflation numbers are released. And in tennis, Alexei Popirin becomes the first Australian man in over a decade to make the third round in the Olympics. An educational video has been launched in Alice Springs as part of Donate Life Week, encouraging more First Nations people to get behind organ and tissue donation. The 5-minute educational resource on the organ transplant process has been designed and narrated by local First Nations health workers in English and in language. Last year, 3 people from the Northern Territory became organ donors after their death, up from 1 person in 2022. Bantu traditional owner Benedict Stevens says he hopes the video provides more culturally appropriate information about organ donation.
Families do have a discussion whether to have kidney donation or just go to the renal dialysis whilst waiting for a donation. And sometimes some about fellas, families that from the bush, we used to tell them that, you know, getting a donation, even though it's from a person that passed on, but he's trying to save, but it's going to save your life more, to stay a bit longer.
The Queensland Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships has announced an agreement that will see several First Nations artefacts returned back to home soil. The agreement was made with the Museum of Vancouver, where the artefacts are currently being held, and was reached after days of negotiations. The items will be stored at the Queensland Museum when they arrive in Australia before they are returned to their respective communities. This agreement is part of a state government's ongoing work to secure the return of sacred artefacts from museums and institutions around the world. Australia's inflation rate rose to 3.8% in the June quarter from a year earlier, up from 3.6% in March. The figures were released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics this morning, but the increase had been predicted by some economists. The inflation rate is still above the 2-3% range that the Reserve Bank wants to see. The Transport Workers Union says up to 850 workers will lose their jobs at Rex Airlines after the carrier entered voluntary administration and grounded all its Boeing 737 flights. Trips between major capital city airports have been cancelled, but regional services are still operating. Rival airline Virgin Australia is offering Rex customers with an existing ticket the opportunity to transfer free of charge to one of their flights. CEO Jane Hardiker told the ABC her company will also be trying to help Rex employees.
All Virgin Australia jobs that are open will get prioritised for Rex disaffected employees. And we're bringing on board three 737-800s out of the Rex fleet. If we're able to do that, that means we can bring on more Rex disaffected employees into new jobs. And that's really important to us to make sure that people in our industry are as well supported as they possibly can be.
Union head Michael Kane says the government should step in and take an equity stake in Rex in the short term. He told the ABC the airline industry needs change.
You know, Rex has nearly been monstered out of the market by Qantas only 4 weeks after Bonza was. And we've got to deal with those competitive pressures. And we need an independent decision maker to infuse the community interest, the interest of regional Australia, the interest of Australian workers, and not just be dictated to by the profit motivations of massive airlines and airports who are making billions in profits.
The federal government says it will enact large numbers of recommendations put forward by the Disability Royal Commission. Almost a year after the final report was handed down, Labor says it will accept 130 of the 172 recommendations the government has full or joint responsibility for. The commission had more than 10,000 stories over 4 years of public hearings, private sessions and written submissions. The government has pledged greater protection from discrimination and increased inclusion in society for those living with disabilities. Bill Shorten, Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, spoke to the media a short while ago.
This is another watershed moment to stop the abuse of our fellow Australians, but there's a lot of work to go on from here. But this, I believe, will helpfully signpost the directions that we seek to take as a nation in the better treatment and the true equality of people with disability in Australia.
At least one person is reported dead and others wounded after the Israeli military carried out a strike on the Lebanese capital, Beirut, which it says targeted a prominent Hezbollah commander, Fuad Shukr. There were conflicting reports over whether Mr. Shukr had been killed. Lebanese security forces told Reuters he had survived, but SBS Arabic 24's Beirut correspondent says that may not be true.
It has not yet been announced by Hezbollah that Fuad Shukr has been killed, although sources have confirmed his death. The targeting operation was carried out while awaiting a statement from Hezbollah, which will serve as a basis for any future developments that may occur.
Israel blames Hezbollah for a deadly rocket attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights on Saturday. The strike hit a village soccer pitch, killing 12 children. Hezbollah has denied any involvement in the attack. Authorities in southern India say more than 100 people have been killed in landslides and the death toll is continuing to rise. Intense rescue operations are underway but are being hindered by heavy rains and the collapse of a crucial bridge. Hills gave way after heavy rain sent rivers of mud, water and boulders on homes of workers and villagers. Around 150 people have been rescued, but many others remain missing and more heavy rainfall is expected. Excise Minister of Kerala, M.B. Rajesh, says soldiers and two Air Force helicopters have been mobilized to help rescue efforts.
We fear that the gravity of this tragedy is much more than these numbers. Rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing. Police, NDRF, Fire Force and various agencies are actively involved in rescue operations.
A police van has been set on fire and bottles thrown at officers during a protest at Southport in the UK in just hours after a vigil took place for the victims of a knife attack in which three children were killed. Police believe the protest involved supporters of the English Defence League and started near the location of the vigil. They say items were thrown towards a local mosque in what they called sickening scenes. Three young children died while five others and two adults are reported to be in a critical condition. A 17-year-old male is in custody on suspicion of murder. And back home, health authorities still don't know the source of an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease that has seen at least six people admitted to intensive care in Melbourne hospitals. The majority of the 33 patients infected so far have had to be treated for the severe form of pneumonia in hospital. Test results for a further 10 people suspected of having the disease are due soon, so the number of patients is expected to rise. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Claire Luca says she believes the source of the outbreak is a single air conditioning cooling tower somewhere in metropolitan Melbourne. And a new report has found that land clearing in Queensland and New South Wales kills around 3 koalas every day. The report examined data from 2016 to 2021 and says that on average 100 million native animals are displaced, injured or killed from land clearing in those two states every year. And now to sport. And in tennis, Australia's Alexei Popirin has beaten Swiss veteran Stan Wawrinka to set up a third round meeting with defending Olympic champion Alexander Zverev. The Sydney side tryout 6-4, 7-5 in what he says were some of the hottest conditions he's ever played in, as temperatures hit the high 30s at Roland Garros in Paris. Popirin is the only Australian left in the singles draw. He's also the third Australian man since Leighton Hewitt back in London in 2012 to reach the third round of an Olympic tennis tournament. And now having a look at the weather around the country this Wednesday afternoon, Perth, rain increasing and a possible storm, 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy as well, and 12. Hobart, similar conditions, 14. Albury, Wodonga, sunny, 13. Canberra, mostly sunny, 13. Wollongong, a shower or two, 15. Sydney, similar conditions with a top of 16. Newcastle, also a shower or two, 17. Brisbane, sunny, 21. Townsville, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, possible shower, 25. Alice Springs, sunny, 20. Darwin, also sunny, 33. And the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly cloudy day and a top of 28 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.